Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 29th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. CNBC sources expect Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey to step down from his executive role. It's unclear when this would be officially announced or who would succeed him as CEO. Dorsey currently serves as CEO of Twitter and Square, serving as Twitter CEO from founding in 2006 through 2008 before returning to the role in 2015. The Financial Times' sources say the UK Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA, will block Meta's acquisition of Giphy, originally announced in May 2020 and valued at $400 million. This isn't too surprising. The regulator's initial enforcement order stopped Facebook from integrating Giphy during its investigation, fined the company $70 million for not providing enough information in its investigation, and an August 2021 provisional finding said the acquisition would harm competition, giving Meta an estimated 80-90% market share of searchable animated sticker libraries. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman had a couple of interesting Apple reports in his weekly newsletter. His sources say Apple is working on a short and long distance wireless charging solution with an eventual goal of letting all of Apple's major products able to charge each other wirelessly. The company reportedly remains working on a true multi-device inductive charging mat as well, reiterating a June report. Gurman also reports that while Apple's AR and VR headset is set for a 2022 announcement, it may follow the pattern of longer launch windows seen in other major Apple product launches. Gurman points out that the Apple Watch was launched 227 days after its initial announcement. TechCrunch reports that Netflix has added the racing title Asphalt Extreme to its gaming lineup, rolling out globally and coming to U.S. subscribers in the coming weeks. Asphalt Extreme originally launched in October 2016, but fans probably noticed that it was pulled from app stores at the end of September this year. Netflix released a trailer for the game on its YouTube channel, noting Asphalt Extreme's availability exclusively for Netflix subscribers, with no ads or in-app purchases. A group of EU software and cloud organizations called the Coalition for a Level Playing Field, led by the open-source cloud company Nextcloud, filed an anti-competitive behavior complaint against Microsoft with the European Commission. The group claims the bundling of OneDrive, Teams, and other services into Windows limits consumer choice and creates an unfair barrier to competition. EU competition laws don't specifically outlaw self-preferencing, but does bar abusing a dominant market position. Adobe Analytics reports that online spending on Black Friday hit $8.9 billion, down from $9 billion in 2020, the first year-on-year decrease for online spending. Supply chain issues may have played a factor, with out-of-stock messages on websites up 124% through Black Friday versus pre-pandemic levels. In the second half of 2019, Intel created the Long-Term Retention Lab and Warehouse in Costa Rica to provide access to its legacy hardware and software, going back at least a decade. Intel began planning the warehouse in mid-2018, currently storing 3,000 pieces of hardware and software, with plans to double that by next year. Intel engineers can request specific configurations, which are assembled and made accessible through cloud services. The lab currently gets about 1,000 requests a month to build equipment for security tests. The Russian communication regulator Roskomnadzor said it will continue to throttle mobile access speeds for Twitter until the platform removes all content deemed illegal, claiming Twitter still hosts 761 illegal posts. The regulator began slowing down Twitter traffic in March, saying Twitter has ignored calls to remove banned material all the way back to 2014, although it said it has taken down over 90% of illegal posts. A team of researchers from Harvard University and Brigham and Women's Hospital at Harvard Medical School published a paper in Nature Communications outlining a living ink that could be used on a 3D printer. This is made from genetically engineered E. coli and other microbes to create living nanofibers, which are bundled with other materials to create a workable ink. The researchers use the ink to create materials that secrete medications or absorb toxins. The researchers hope to develop a way to let the microbes replicate, letting them not only grow new print materials, but also heal already printed objects. Sony filed a patent for what appears to be a controller designed for mobile gaming. The device looks similar to a PS4 DualShock 4 controller, with room for a phone or another screen to be placed in the middle on a tiltable shaft. Current PlayStation controllers can already be used on mobile devices over Bluetooth. And finally, Spotify confirmed it discontinued its car view feature on Android and iOS, as well as its in-car now playing view for Android. A Spotify moderator on a community forum said the company is actively exploring a variety of new ways to deliver the best in-car listening experience and suggested using Google Assistant for hands-free music control. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.